Lebanon says Israel attacked after Hezbollah ceasefire as U.S. and Iran delay talks. This report explains the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, brokered by the United States, Qatar, and Iran, which takes effect this Friday and could shape the next talks between Washington and Tehran. It notes fighting in the south of Lebanon has paused, while both sides trade accusations and civilians bear the cost. The piece examines what the pause means for broader regional stability and for the delayed negotiations, as international mediators press for a lasting peace. Israel and Hezbollah agreed to a ceasefire brokered by the U.S., Qatar, and Iran. The fighting caused deaths and injuries on both sides. U.S.-Iran talks were postponed because of the clashes in Lebanon. Iran urged a broad ceasefire to start talks and said it would defend its interests. Talks aim for a lasting peace and limits on Iran's nuclear program, with plans to resume negotiations soon. Lebanon-Israel ceasefire takes effect as mediation paves path to wider talks. Key facts and the immediate aftermath. The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah began at 16:00 local time on Friday, as negotiators sought to cool a surge of violence in southern Lebanon. The agreement was brokered by the United States and Qatar, with input from Iran. Officials say the clashes earlier in the week left 18 Lebanese and 4 Israeli soldiers dead, with dozens more injured. Despite the truce, the Israeli military stated it will continue operations in the area unless it receives new orders, reporting more than 150 strikes since midnight. After the ceasefire took effect, reports described fresh fire and drone activity around southern towns, including Sejoud and Nabati, and aerial surveillance over the area near Tyre. Context and incidents linked to the pause. The fighting prompted a series of bombardments by Israel in southern and eastern Lebanon, with the Lebanese authorities saying civilians, including women and children, were among the casualties in some strikes. In response, Hezbollah said it attacked Israeli tanks in what it described as a response to violations of the truce by Israel. The violence pushed the border region into a tense stalemate even as the ceasefire took hold. Diplomatic exchanges and the path forward following the pause. Lebanon's President, Michel Aoun, spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio about ensuring a comprehensive ceasefire as a prerequisite for advancing negotiations with Israel. Aoun's office said Rubio reaffirmed Washington's support for Lebanon's security and stability, while underscoring the need for a broader halt to hostilities on all fronts. On the other side, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman argued that the United States bore direct responsibility for the escalation and emphasized that Tehran would take necessary steps to protect its interests and allies. The official stressed that avoiding further Israeli attacks in Lebanon was essential to keep talks moving forward. Negotiations and legal framework. The broader diplomatic track, negotiated by the United States and Iran with the assistance of Qatar, had aimed to wrap up in Switzerland this week. That session was delayed because of the recent fighting in Lebanon. A recent memorandum between the U.S. and Iran outlined an initial framework to end hostilities across all fronts, including Lebanon, with a 60-day window to reach a more permanent understanding, subject to extension if needed. The document noted a commitment to protecting Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Conclusion: a fragile pause that tests regional stability and negotiating resolve. The ceasefire represents a fragile pause that allows diplomatic channels to open and humanitarian relief to reach civilians in southern Lebanon, as the mediation led by the United States, Qatar, and Iran seeks to de-escalate tensions. It creates a window for broader negotiations on a lasting peace and for addressing the terms of restraint on hostilities on all fronts, including Lebanon and the surrounding region. Despite the pause, fighting has left casualties and uncertainty persists as the Israeli military continues to posture and occasional clashes flare, while Hezbollah maintains its own responses. The delay of Washington-Tehran talks due to the Lebanon events underscores how quickly momentum can shift, yet the framework outlined potentially within a 60-day window to reach a more permanent understanding is a critical test for credibility and enforcement. Ultimately, the article suggests that the path to wider talks hinges on credible commitments, adherence to a comprehensive ceasefire, and sustained international engagement, with the goal of a durable peace and greater regional stability. Frequently asked questions: what did Lebanon say about Israel's attack after Hezbollah's ceasefire? Lebanon said Israel attacked after Hezbollah agreed to a ceasefire. They called it a violation of the truce and said civilians were killed or wounded. Why were U.S. and Iran talks delayed? The fighting in Lebanon forced the delay. Talks planned for this week were postponed. Iran said attacks must stop before talks. The U.S. also paused its travel. Who helped broker the ceasefire? The ceasefire was brokered by the United States and Qatar with help from Iran. The goal was to pause fighting. What happened after the ceasefire started? Israel said it would keep actions until ordered otherwise. There were ongoing clashes, drone activity, and bombardments in southern Lebanon. What did Iran say about the ceasefire and talks? Iran said the Lebanon ceasefire is needed to keep talks going. It blamed Israel for violations and said it would protect its interests.